Coming up on episode number 390, well, we've got trivia, we've got your requests, and we'll hear what all the fuss is about this whole Romantics cover thing. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's November 25th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you some of your requests, some of the stuff you've told me that you want to hear. I've got a couple of make goods. Well, not really make goods. One make good and some requests. And then we'll also talk about some cover songs in the news. Yes, there's a big riff going on between Rift. Yeah, going on between the Romantics and Activision regarding a track on cover. I'm sorry, on Guitar Hero, and then we'll stop end the show with some trivia and a visit from Tina. All this coming up on the show. We're going to start things off with a make good. Yeah, so a guy named Matt a while ago, recommended for this year's Beatles Thanksgiving cover story that I play Semisonic's version of Because. And I said, oh yeah, that's excellent. I'll definitely get in the show. Well, these things happen, and for whatever reason, I left it out of the playlist. So let's go ahead and start off tonight's show with some leftovers, some Thanksgiving leftovers, stuff that, you know, is leftover from the big meal of Beatles covers you had at Thanksgiving. Let's start off with a cover of Because by Semisonic.
Oh, I'm just having this. That's probably the effect of the Fab Four flower powerish Beatles, but I'm having this very warm and love filled feeling right now, and I think it's because of you guys. I think it's because of you.
Hi Brian, I'm a listener from Madrid, Spain. The next November 25 is my wedding anniversary, so I would like to ask you a cover for my wife Manuela. The cover is the song Que Será Será from Pink Martini, which appeared in the album Sympathic. Thank you, Brian, and sorry for my bad English.
Just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Not ours to see. Que sera, sera. When I was just a child in school, I asked my teacher, what should I try? Should I paint pictures? Should I sing songs? This was her wise reply. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera.
Going out to Daniel and Manuela in Madrid, Spain. Happy wedding anniversary. It was today. Oh, it's today, November 25th. Yes. Hope you're having a wonderful wedding anniversary, Daniel and Manuela. There's Que Sera Sera, as you requested, performed by Pink Martini from their album Sympathique, originally made famous by Doris Day. Before that, we heard Because by Semisonic, requested originally by Matt and re-requested by Matt from New York after I forgot to play it. Matt is originally from Minneapolis, therefore kind of from the hometown of Semisonic. Some interesting cover news happening lately, if you've been following the press. The Romantics are suing the makers of the video game Guitar Hero, which includes a cover version of their song What I Like About You. Basically, they're saying that that Activision infringed their rights by including a sound-alike version of What I Like About You in the actual game is Guitar Hero Encore Rocks of the 80s. They're saying it sounds too close to their own performance. It's their lawyers saying it's a very good imitation, and that's their objection. So what I've decided to do, I actually have Guitar Hero Rocks of the 80s, and so that you know, who may not be familiar with the game, can get an idea of what the song sounds like. Basically, you have a big plastic guitar, and the object is to hit the notes in time with the music. And if you miss the notes, then you get a little weird dwang noise and stuff like that. But anyway, it gives you an opportunity to hear what the hubbub is about and if the Romantics version and the Guitar Hero version are too close. So let me go ahead and fire this up, and you can hear for yourself. Okay, let's try this again. Oh, shoot. Oh, darn it. All right. Whoops. There we go. Ah, dang it. Oh. Whoops. All right, here we go. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Tell me I'm the only one wanna come over tonight.
Yeah. Is there a way to slow this thing down? Ah.
You really know how to dance. When you go up, down, jump around.
There we go.
Think about your romance. Ah. Yeah. Keep
red,
on whispering
green,
in my ear.
Green.
Tell me all the things that I want to hear, because it's true. That's what I
Hey Brian, this is Luke again from Wichita, Kansas. I wanted to call in to recommend not so much a song, but a whole album that a band released a little while back. The group Dillinger Escape Plan, they're usually classified as a mathcore band or a metalcore band. Incredibly good music, though. Back in June of 2006, they released a iTunes exclusive with a six-track EP called Plagiarism. On that EP, they do covers of Nine Inch Nails, Massive Attack, and, of all things, Justin Timberlake. I'll kind of leave this one up to you. If you happen to play one of those tracks, just pick your favorite one and go crazy with it. It's just incredibly interesting to hear a band that's so commonly associated with just being the most brutal music ever pulling off these other songs so faithfully and making them, especially the Justin Timberlake one. So, something to look for. All right. Well, thanks again, and keep up all the good work. Bye.
curtains hanging in the waiting door in the evening on a Friday night. A little light shining through the window lets me know that everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through my making me feel right, making me feel fine, make me feel right, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. Who lives next door? So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and then across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing. Yeah, you're making me feel right, making me feel fine, make me feel right, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom, July is just over and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, yes, you're waiting there without a care in the world. Ooh, I see the smile waiting in the kitchen, our food are cooking and the plates are there for two. You, I feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Come on home soon, summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through my, making me feel right, making me feel fine, make me feel right, blowing through the jasmine in my mind, blowing.
Mr. A to Z himself, Jason Mraz, from the soundtrack to the TV show Everwood, which came out in 2004, had a bunch of covers on that album. That's Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze, performed there, like I said, by Jason Mraz. That's going out to Frank in Amsterdam, who requested that one. Very cool. He's saying that in the Netherlands, Jason is rather unknown, and only recently he played some small venues there. Frank is a fan of his music. He's a great artist and very versatile. So I wasn't sure based on that if Jason Mraz was popular in the States, but yeah, he was. I don't know if he still is, but you and I both know, is that the song? About 3 years ago, that was a huge song out here. So I don't know what else he's done recently. He was on the Queen tribute a while ago, but I'm not sure about his original music. Jason Mraz there with Summer Breeze. Before that, Like I Love You by Dillinger Escape Plan from their 2006 iTunes only Plagiarism EP. It's a cover of Justin Timberlake, and that's going out to Luke in Wichita. And then before that, you heard my subtle attempt at comedy there with the Romantics song covered on Guitar Hero and covered poorly by me trying to play the game. Actually, I do a little bit better than that, but that was my subtle attempt at comedy. Something that you might not think is funny, but you may think is fun, is the Coverville Countdown, the 2007 Coverville Countdown, which will count down your top 40 favorite covers of all time, not just 2007. The nominations are underway, so make sure to visit coverville.com, scroll down to the post that talks about the Coverville Countdown, click the button there, and then you can nominate your heart away. I ask that you keep it under five songs or keep it five songs or less. And then on December 6th, I will take that list of nominees. I will turn it into a voting sheet, and you'll be able to use another link to go and vote for your favorites. The top 40 from that list will be played, counted down, starting with, the 401st show, show number 401, which should be on or around December 20th. So make sure you tune in for that. Also, another contest going on the website right now. Remix the Coverville theme. You know that Bruce Springsteen cover that opens every show of Coverville? Well, I did that. Did it in GarageBand, and I've posted the GarageBand project file so that if you want to remix it, here's your chance. Do better. Put it in GarageBand, come up with something, send me the MP3, and the top five will be played as part of the countdown, and the winner will receive a Seinfeld Season 1 and Season 2 set of DVDs. A couple boxes of DVDs here for Seinfeld Season 1 and Season 2. Oh, and Season 3. Okay, it's Volume 1 and Volume 2 of Seinfeld, so it's three seasons of Seinfeld. Wow, even better, huh? All right, let's get back to the requests. Next up is something that, Diane from Wisconsin wanted to hear a cover of I Wish by Stevie Wonder. And she left it wide open, didn't say who she wanted to hear cover it, and asked me to pick one of my favorites. This is my favorite cover of I Wish by Stevie Wonder. It's by Tuck and Patty, who are kind of a alternative folk pair. They've done some great covers of Jimi Hendrix and, all the ones I'm thinking of are Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing and Castles Made of Sand. Anyway, here's Tuck and Patty from their 1991 album Dream with I Wish. Thank you.
stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying.
Bernadette emailed me. Oh, hold on, I'll wait till. There we go. Bernadette emailed me and asked me to pick a cover of Carole King's It's Too Late, and so I decided to play one that I think is, it's kind of close to the original. However, it's by an unusual group, the Stylistics, who were famous for the song Johnny, Have You Seen Her? And, God, what was their big hit? Can't remember. I'll pull that up while I'm doing the rest of the talking here. That's going out to Bernadette. That comes from their 1992 re-release of their album Round 2. And before that, you heard I Wish, performed by Tuck and Patty, going out to Diane in Wisconsin. That comes from their 1991 album, Dream. And like I said, they're kind of a folky duo that does that kind of thing there. Well, Tina is with us here in the studio.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
You're sniffling a little bit.
It's because I was just helping Tristan with his bookcase.
Oh, a little
there
dusty?
There was a lot of dust. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad I'm down here then.
Yeah, definitely. You should see his room. It's crazy.
Really? Like crazy messy or crazy improved?
It looks messy, but it's an organized mess right now.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, Tina is here to join us for Musically Challenged. This one is sent in by Fish. Before we get into it, anything you want to say?
Nope.
No rant of the week?
No.
Okay.
I didn't go shopping, so it's been a good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. All right. Then let's go ahead and jump right into Musically Challenged.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Hello. Fish.
Hello, everyone in Coverville. This is Fish calling again from New Brunswick in Canada with another Musically Challenged. The last one I did for you, I guess the songs weren't as popular as I thought they were because you had a hard time figuring out who they were. Just for a reminder, that one I did five songs, all played by the same group. Four of them were covers. One was an original, which was the hook in it. And, well, this time we're going to do a little bit different. I'm going to play four songs. Now, all these songs are written by the same person, and different bands are doing the covers of this. So, let's start.
Number one.
Well, Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine, and I'm on the pavement. Think about the government, the man in the trench coat, a badge off, laid off. Says he has a bad cop and wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, some of you dead. And God knows when, if you do it again, you better jump down another way. Looking for a new friend, man in a goon's game, grabbing a pig pen. He wants to live a dollar bills, and you only got 10.
I want to say Paul Simon.
No. Do you know the, first of all, before I say who I think the performer is, do you have any guesses on song title or original artist?
No. Okay. Oh, well, I mean, I was thinking original artist was Paul Simon, but
okay. No.
No, okay. I don't have any other guesses.
I won't say anything until the very end as far as the original artist. I think the performer there, I'm going to say Great Big Sea, and the song is Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Okay.
All right.
Number two.
Well, if you're traveling through the North Country Fair, where the winds blow heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Oh, man. Okay. I know the song. I can't place the title, though. I can't...
It doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Really? Okay. Can't get the title. I'm going to guess that that is Show of Hands.
Okay.
Number three.
Maggie called Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put the plants in the bed. The folks staff in it. You better walk on your tiptoes. Don't tie no boots. You better stay away from those who care around the fire hose. Keep a clean nose. Watch the play, cause you don't need a weatherman who knows where the wind blows.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, it is so familiar. And I'm thinking it was in the 80s, about 1988, 87, 88,
what
89.
Was?
The original song.
No.
No?
Considerably earlier.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay, then. I don't have a guess.
And I think that's another cover of the same song as the first one, Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Okay.
So, but I don't know the artist on that one. Vocalist sound a little bit like Neil Young, but I don't think that was Neil Young. A lot of gap here.
Number four.
Big gap. Okay.
no
idea.
Did the
vocal sound familiar?
Yeah, but I couldn't say who.
That's Pete Townsend.
Okay.
And Girl from the North Country is the song.
Okay.
The artist, the original artist on all those, Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't listen to a lot of Bob Dylan in
we're going to fix that.
Free time.
We're going to fix
I
that.
Like
there were
him,
the four
but...
songs. How did you do? The first song was a live version of Nickel Creek's The Fox, which morphed into Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Nickel Creek.
The second song was from Sam Bush, world-renowned mandolinist from groups like Newgrass Revival, Strength in Numbers, and he was a backing player for Emmylou Harris for a lot long time. Anyway, that was a Girl of the North Country from Sam Bush. The third one.
So I got Girl from the North Country for the fourth one. Didn't realize it was also the second one, too.
Was once again Subterranean Homesick Blues, this time by St. Louis, Missouri's own Rainmakers. And the fourth one was North Country Girl by Pete Townsend, which is a different version of the first, of the second one we heard, the one from Sam Bush. Anyway, so I think you probably know who the writer of all these songs are. It's none other than Robert Zimmerman, better known as Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Anyway, so how did you do? Did you get one right? Did you get two right? Did you get three right? Did you get all four right? Well, I'm not much into marks. Anyway, so have a good night. Good night, Tina. Good night, Brian. Good night, everybody. This is Fish calling from New Brunswick, Canada, saying good night.
Good night, Fish.
Good night,
thank
Fish.
You for, thank you for that one. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, does it count that we got that I got Subterranean Homesick Blues on two of them and Girl from the North Country and Pete Townsend? I don't know how we'd score that. All right. Well, I am starting to run low on Musically Challenged. I think I've only got one or two in the queue. So if you've been holding off waiting to do a Musically Challenged, now is a great time to put one together. Record it. Do anything you want, any sort of challenge, any sort of thing you want to do. It doesn't have to be long. Can be short. Can be trivia questions. Can be musical segments. Whatever you want to do.
We haven't had one from Anna Burke in a while.
Oh, I've got one, though. That's... When I said I've got two in the queue, one of them is from Anna.
Oh, good.
Who had an excellent Little Miss I quiz competition recently.
Oh.
And we'll see. We'll see how I did with that.
All right.
All right. So let's say you've got a Musically Challenged. Well, what do you do with it? Well, you can email it to me. That email address is coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or 206-222-2683. Or you can attach an audio request to an email, send it to that email address I gave you a moment ago. You can also post your comments, suggestions, questions, requests, whatever, on the website, attached to any show I've done, or go to the forums and start a discussion about something you want to hear, or an idea, or a request, or whatever it is you want. Don't forget, the Coverville Countdown nominations are underway, so go to coverville.com to find out about that, as well as the other contest, Remix the Coverville Theme. Yes, remix the version of Cover Me that opens the show, and you might win, you might become the proud winner of the Seinfeld seasons 1, 2, and 3. Tina's laughing. She knows how long I've been sitting on those. Seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Seinfeld, volumes 1 and 2 of the box sets. So probably like 12 discs in there, or 10 discs, or who knows. But anyway, now's your chance to win. So go to coverville.com and check out the blog for all that stuff. Special thanks to Bluehost for hosting the website, Cachefly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cachefly.com for the bandwidth for the show, and Backbeat Media podcast group, which Coverville is a proud member of. We'll be back on Tuesday with a twofers edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett and Tina.
Yep.
Seeing
that about... just about covers it for tonight.
All right, look at you. All right, yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.